Are you maxing up your RSPs every year? I'm Christine Ibbotson with tips on why you may want to reduce your contributions to RSPs. Next on the Ask the Money Lady Minute.
The Ask the Money Lady radio show is brought to you by local radio sponsors. For more financial tips, visit Christine's website at askthemoneylady.ca.
Advisors always push people to maximize their RSP contributions every year due to the tax break received on your income. While this is a great benefit, you still need to be mindful about your overall RSP balance. Retirees are continually encouraged to take the minimum withdrawals from their RIF. And of course, these strategies leave more money invested, resulting in more tax-sheltered growth and a much larger portfolio. However, this is a double-edged sword. If you pass away before withdrawing all the funds from your RSP or RIF, you will ultimately forfeit most of your investment savings to taxation, which for most Canadians will be at the highest marginal tax rate, usually over 50% of your investment paid towards taxes. I'm Christine Ibbotson, and this is your Ask the Money Lady Minute.